One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about.
And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
Hallelujah.
In the house of God, every individual has to define why he is there and what his role is. Many people, in fact, everybody who comes into the house of God, in the beginning of it, at the beginning of your coming, generally, really, you are in search of something, of fulfillment, in search of the truth, God's word. You want to learn, you want to know Him, you want to serve God with your life. But in the process of time, not everybody keeps that focus. Some change the focus as they get along. They become too used to the house of God. It becomes too common to them. They lose so much without realizing it. I tell people, if you come here to seek God, you'll find Him. If you come to hear His word, you'll get it. If you come because you want to know Him, you'll know Him. If you come for the right reason, you get it. If you remain for the right reason, you get it? But sometimes there are people who become what you call diseased branches. You know, Jesus said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Sometimes people become diseased branches. And there's only one good thing to be done to diseased branches. Cut them off. Because they will spread the disease to other branches. A brother or sister who does not walk in love is a diseased branch. A brother or sister who walks in bitterness is a diseased branch. A brother or sister who is not participating or growing along with the body is a diseased branch. And since there are two types of diseases, two major types I mean, one that injures and one that retards. Now, oh boy, what I just said, it's no use writing it down, because if you ask any doctor, he'll be surprised that anybody said that. Hallelujah. But if you listen carefully, you get the idea. I said one that injures and one that retards. The one that retards, you have some options, among which is to check. Maybe there is malnourishment, so you decide to help it a little more, provide some more, nourish it some more, and see. The one that injures doesn't have a problem with malnourishment or nourishment. It's just a terrible case. That one that injures must be cut off. The one whose growth has been retarded can be checked until it becomes evident that the reason is something that one cannot help but cut it out. I said all that for a reason. In the house of God, you must be definite about your reason for being. You must be definite about your reason for being. Remember, it is Jesus Christ who saved you. Not anybody else. It's Jesus who saved you. You must be definite. Sometimes people get involved in things that they shouldn't actually get involved with. Sometimes people are involved with stories that they should not be involved with. Sometimes people interfere with things that they shouldn't interfere with. People ask questions that they shouldn't ask. There are questions that one should be afraid of asking. That's the truth. The Church of Jesus Christ does not operate a democracy. It is not a democracy. It is not the government of the people, for the people, by the people. No, it is not a democracy. It is not. It was never intended to be, and it will never be. But sometimes some people want to turn it into a democracy, and they get offended when it doesn't seem to resemble one. God's ways are not like the world's ways. Neither do we work in the house of God with human comparison or earthly consideration. I'll give you an example. If I gave an instruction now and I said, nobody must get up, if you do, that would be a risk of a stern penalty. Then Brother X over there, a few minutes later, gets up and walks out. And I don't say anything, but many notice that I did notice that he got up against the instruction. Then Brother Y gets up and does exactly the same thing. And then I hit him on the spot. And then he said, well, X did it. Nothing was done. How come Y did it and he's being punished? That will be the wrong question depending on the attitude with which the question is asked. If you ask it because you want to learn something, you may actually deserve an answer. But if you ask it because you see no reason why it should be, you do not deserve an answer. The house of God and the world are not the same. Why was X let alone and Y punished? They did the same thing. The question is too high. When somebody is asking that kind of question, you know how to answer that? You say, that question is too high for you, brother. Leave it alone. Did you hear what I said? Because the Church of Jesus Christ is not under a human being. The Holy Spirit of God runs the church. The Holy Spirit runs the church, which means there's one who's really boss, and that's the Holy Ghost. And a lot of times, he doesn't owe us an explanation. And how do you know that it was not based on the guidance of the Spirit that such an action was taken? For that reason, if you do not know, you say, brother, that question is too high for you. Leave it alone. When you act like that, when you have that kind of attitude, your spiritual life would grow very quickly. You know why? The Bible says, the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. The ones that are not revealed belong to God. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And I found out that many people spend their whole lifetime searching for the ones that are not revealed. Hallelujah. And the ones that are revealed, they do not know. They go after the one that is not revealed. Spend their whole life searching it, looking for it, and you'd never get it. The disciples came to the master and said, Master, tell us, when are you coming back? You know what he said? He said, leave that matter alone. It is too high for you. That's what he said. He said, it is not for you to know the things that the Father has kept in his own mind. That's another way of saying, shut your trap. Don't talk about it. There's the one that's revealed the Word of God. Face it. Study it. Know it. Learn it. The people ask a lot of questions, many, many questions. Why did such and such a thing happen to so and so? There are many, many happenings here. You have not asked these questions. Leave that one alone. Because you are pursuing the wrong thing. See, I'm letting you know this because sometimes some people do not know the things that hinder them. Things that hinder them spiritually. Praise God. I said, the reason why so many things happen to people, stopping them from growing spiritually, which I would say one of the reasons, is their attitude. The attitude to the things of God. You may appear and talk like you're growing spiritually and learn the language of the growing ones. But if your growth is stunted, God knows. I like to know that I am making spiritual advancements. I like to know that I am. I do not like to assume that I am. Neither do I like to discover that I'm not. I would rather like to know if I am. In other words, I do not like to discover that I am not. In other words, I will not be happy to discover that I have not been growing. But I like to know that I am. So I like to see my progress. I like to see that I am thinking better. I am learning more. My perception of spiritual things is better. My understanding is deepening. And my results are increasing. And my status, therefore, is increasing, changing for better. I like to know. Because the Bible says that thy profit may appear to all. If it doesn't appear to you, it cannot appear to all others. You have to know your goal. You have to know. Have you learned more from the Word of God that's applicable in your life? Can you see that you're talking better than you used to? 6 months ago, a year ago? Can you check your language and really discover? I've discovered many things about myself through the years. So I can tell that I made changes. I can even look within a few weeks and observe that I've made changes. It's important to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the 25th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, the Bible talks of a king. I've learned so many things from that great king. Would you turn him there? 2 Chronicles 25th chapter. Have you found it? 2 Chronicles chapter number 25. It's important that you turn into it and look into it. There are people who have been in the ministry 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, some 60 years, some even 70 years. People who have been in the ministry that long. I haven't been in the ministry for so long, but I've been there. I've been born again for over 20 years. And I'm approaching 20 years in the ministry. That may not be long, but in 20 years, if you have been exposed to the right things, you definitely learn some things along the path. You will discover some things along the path. So, even though we may not look old and rugged, We didn't start yesterday. We probably have seen some things and understood some things. And you know, God doesn't lay hands on a novice because he told us not to do it. So he wouldn't do it either. There is some seasoning that we have received. In other words, I think that I'm qualified to do what I'm doing. And I'm serious when I say that. It is not just a gift working. It is a gift, but the right training by God's Spirit with time. Spirit of God doesn't train you in a dream. Okay? He trains you in reality through life and His Word and teaches you. Okay? Now that's important. There are reasons why we do some things today. Sometimes people wonder why do we act that way? We have made a lot of observation. Praise the Lord. This ministry is growing. I mean, it's growing very fast and very well too, that we are only in what you call the beginning stages, as a matter of fact. Yes, we're just in the beginning stages. Because we've been there a long time. But folks didn't take notice of us. They didn't know we were there. We've been there a long time. Hallelujah. Honestly. And the basics or fundamental truths that we preach today are not new discoveries. They're not new discoveries to us. They've been there a long time. But they are the things that have worked to this point. Because they've been working. And people didn't see them, but they were working. But we did see them. We knew they were working all the time, so we stuck to them. Hallelujah. But I found out that one important thing for a Christian is his heart. You. Who are you? What kind of a person are you? I'm not just talking about the facts of redemption. I'm talking about your attitude to life. What have you made of the revelation? What have you made of the Word of God?
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station, same time tomorrow, for the continuation of the message. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.